following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Dick's Sporting Goods has the best football gear from the top brands to help you be untouchable this season. Get the latest cleats, protective equipment, helmets, gloves, apparel, and accessories from brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Cutters, Shut, and more. With exclusive gear you'll only find at Dick's Sporting Goods. Stop in today or visit us online at dsg.com/football. At Dick's, you'll find the football gear you need to be untouchable from day one. Every season starts at Dick's.
I like saving money. In fact, to save on lunches, every day I pack myself a sandwich on whole wheat bread. It's healthy, plus it keeps people who are gluten-free from stealing my lunch. Another good way to save money is to switch your car insurance to Geico. They've even got a special discount for people that are gluten-free. Nah, not really. But that's not a bad idea.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Tuesday. That means Doug Duda, Damon Day. That's a lot of D's for your Tuesday. Glad to
six
have you along
them.
With us.
Oh,
yeah, it is. It is. What's your middle?
Donald.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
3D.
Me too.
3D coming at you.
My middle's dynamite.
Love it.
Actually, Dean. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up today. High school football preview takes us to Adams Central with head coach Bill Carlin. We're going to catch up with Ron Powell, a Lincoln Journal star. Big vote coming up tomorrow by the Nebraska School Activities Association on where the state volleyball tournament is going to be held. There's a lot of things going on tomorrow, but that will be the most important one for our listening area. They will vote whether it stays in Grand Island or returns to Lincoln, now with Pinnacle Bank open, Devaney refurbished, and basically taking the high schools out of the mix, possibly. We'll have to see what Lincoln has decided. Ron Powell will fill us in a little bit more on that. Big Ten Network was at Husker practice yesterday, and I guess I don't want to classify it as whining, Damon, but Tom Chattel wrote an article today just kind of questioning what some of the sports talk shows questioned yesterday in Omaha and or Lincoln. How come we can't go watch practice, or why don't we let the fans in? The pros let the fans in. We've all seen that. Let them watch a little bit of their preseason stuff. I don't think this is such a big deal, and I don't know that Tom Chattel thinks it's a big deal, and I'm not sure that the other publications and sports talk shows in the state think it's a big deal, but they just kind of threw the question out there. And of course, the Big Ten Network, because Nebraska's in the Big Ten, it's just part of the deal. They kind of get the run of the show. If they want to come watch you at practice, they get to. They go to campus for everybody in spring, and they go to campus for everybody in fall. You know, how much more can you possibly want to know? And you know what? Who needs the third writer from the World Herald telling me what he thinks about the third string left tackle?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, it's Coach Pelini, and I understand he's in a
You know, they are the marquee program. They are in a position to, you know, they are the state school or you know, they're employed by the citizens of the state, I guess you could probably say. But at the end of the day, it's his decision. You know, and if he feels like it's going to give his team an advantage to win, I mean, so to me, that whole situation, it's a Monday. There's not really going on. We're a week into practice, 10 days into practice. There's just nothing else to talk about, so let's talk about that. I mean, it's let's find something to discuss, you know, type of thing. And to each his own. I mean, the coach has made a decision. He doesn't want that extra. And when you bring up the professional side, they're not professional athletes. Exactly. I mean, it's not. They're still, you know, we want to skew the whole thing with all this talk of what the NCAA wants to do, and we're going to pay these guys. Hey, at the end of the day, they're not professional athletes yet. And I still believe in my heart of hearts and in dealing with the NCAA, there's going to be some resolution to the point where the SEC and those schools aren't going to leave the NCAA. The NCAA is going to bow down and give them some things that they want. But I go back and I always say this. School presidents, I don't care how much money these TV networks are making. I don't care how much all this other stuff. At the end of the day, the school presidents, the school chancellors, the academic side of things is going to have a bigger voice in this and say – that money needs to either, A, start going towards the academic side of things for the entire student body. I mean, you're already starting to hear this debate within academia about college football and these huge programs and paying players and everything like that. I mean, you already are starting to hear faculty athletic reps. You're starting to hear faculty senate start talking about, why did we just build a $3.9 million locker room when we could have built a 3.9 something else for business or something else for education? There's going to come a tipping point on these facilities, on this arms race, on everything else. And, you know, like, that's going to be the big debate. So it's issues to talk about, issues to talk about, issues. And that's where we're at right now in the sporting world. Pennant races aren't heated up. There's no real football yet. We're 10 days into things, and this is just another thing to throw out there to argue the point.
Something new to talk about. There's no doubt about it. And just your thoughts, I guess, if you have a comment, if you have a thought on whether the media should get more access to practice, or even if there should be a couple of days where the Huskers practice in the stadium and the fans could go in and watch. 888-455-ESPN, the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-3776. You can email us at the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the armor lining. Before the weather turns, get your summer dents and dings and hail out by the Dent Popper, and you can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, or you can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. All you have to do to be a part of the show is give us a buzz as well, and that is the same number you'll need for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia towards the end of the program, 888-455-3776. Because I don't want to not have time to get to it, let's hit this right now. 1 week ago, you were on the Doug and Daddy show. Normally, Tuesday is Damon Day's day, UNK baseball coach, for those that don't know that. And it was about this time last week that we...
when you told me that we had a new athletic director.
That we knew there was going to be a press conference about an athletic director, and that all went down last Wednesday. We had Paul Plinsky on the show. I'll make it a very general. Your thoughts on the hire, the process. He had a meeting with you coaches. How much can you divulge for us?
You know, I can honestly say I was one of the most skeptical people under the sun about the whole search committee and, you know, this firm and we're going to committee and this is going to be everything else. And, you know, I was one of those guys that was just very, I don't know, trepidation would be the word that I used, very on edge about the whole thing. It caused just a lot of consternation. But I have to give the chancellor his...
They have medicine for that, right?
I know, but, you know, I worry all the time anyway. But I have to give the chancellor a huge kudos and a huge pat on the back. I think he got a great candidate. I mean, I think that Dr. Polinsky's got his work cut out for him in the MIAA and getting us to those levels. But I think he's a guy who has a vision to do those things. And as a coach, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think anybody asked my vote or my opinion per se.
But I think the Chancellor hit it out of the park with this hire, and I'm very excited to work for him. Mr. McBride did a phenomenal job, and I'm glad to see that he's still going to be around in some capacity to help out with some things. But I am very excited about the new hire, very excited about where we're heading as an athletic department, and you know, from a personal standpoint, very excited about where we're at as a baseball program moving forward. And so I thought it was a great hire, and I got to give a huge kudos to Chancellor Christensen and Dr. Scott Unruh for their work. I think they really hit it out of the park by this hire.
I was under the impression, and that impression was, solidified by talking to a variety of UNK coaches and folks in the athletic department. And again, this is athletic department where you hire the athletic director. I didn't sense any disappointment, and I didn't sense that anybody would have voted for another candidate besides Paul Plinsky.
No, and I think at the end of the day, I think he's the one who gave us he gave me the best vision for where he thinks UNK Athletics is going to be and where he thinks the UNK baseball program is going to go. You know, that's not to say the other three candidates weren't qualified or did not bring certain strengths to the table, but he's the one who gave me a great vibe, who gave me some.
What was it? What was it?
I don't know. That my wife asked me that. You know, what is the – and I think when you sit down, I think that when – it's a plan, you know, it's a plan, it's a vision, it's a, you know, and he spoke about that during the interview process, and he hit on it a little bit with his first meeting with us, which was very much just, you know, kind of scratch the surface type of thing. But I think the success is success. And when you look at his resume at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, there's some success there, you know, not only on the field, but with some facilities and some other types of things. Obviously, he doesn't have a huge experience when it comes to scholarshiping, but you can learn that pretty much on the fly type of thing. And so I just got a really good feeling about him. I enjoyed the energy. I enjoyed the positivity. I think that's kind of, you know, we tend as coaches to look small-minded at times with the woe is us and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, it's really kind of changed my sight. You know, I've had other things go on this summer that change perspectives. As I think everybody does professionally. But I think it's time we just, you know, we're in the MIAA. It's time to find solutions rather than finding the problems all the time. And I think that not only me as a baseball coach, but my players, our donors, our boosters, the supporters, fans in general, let's move on from the fact that we are behind and everybody knows we're behind. And let's move forward and start talking about some solutions to some things rather than we're always talking about what we don't have. And that's something that's really changed my perspective moving forward. And I think he helped me do that type of thing instead of, you know, he talked about some of the very great things that we had. And when I got to meet with him individually, you know, about baseball, and obviously that's the sport I know most about, you know, he was able to point out, he's like, wow, you guys have a lot of very good things going for you. You know, you are 2 years removed from playing for a chance to go to the World Series. There's not many college programs that can say that. And so, yeah,
you got one more year, by the way.
You know, so, yeah. So I think it's just, I think every time there's change, there's worry. And this was my first time ever going through it. And I hope he's here for a long time because I don't like it. But I think that there's a genuine, you know, excitement about where we're heading.
Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up next, Ron Powell, the Lincoln Journal Star. There's a big article in the Journal Star. Ron Powell thinks the state volleyball tournament should be back in Lincoln, even though Grand Island has done nothing but great things. We'll talk about that coming up next. And don't forget that now's the time for the Labor Day mattress savings from Bruce Furniture. Acerta, perfect sleeper, hot buy for only $299. Or update to any iComfort or iSeries memory foam mattress and get a free matching box spring. There's huge savings, up to $1,000 on a Serta Power Adjustable Foundation, plus all delivery and setup in your home, as always, absolutely free. Bruce Furniture has the Serta mattress that you need on sale now. It's just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Back after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
It's easy to find more excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. First, there's fantasy football. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer? Yes, please. And Buffalo Wild Wings is the best place to follow your team all season long. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
In 4 days, the creators of Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead are back.
One night, five guys, 12 pubs.
With the world's end.
Let's do this!
Critics are raving. It's the most entertaining movie of the year.
Newton Haven has been taken over by robots.
Whoa. GQ Magazine calls it hilarious. Richard Roper says it's funny as hell. It's a blockbuster sci-fi comedy. The world's end. Rated R. 17, not admitted without parent. Starts Friday.
Win the biggest prize in game show history. The Million Second Quiz.
From the best games of the regular season to the Bowl Championship Series, including the BCS National Championship in Pasadena, January 6th. You know us. We know college football. ESPN Radio.
As some sunshine continues across the area today, we head up to 94 for a high with south winds increasing to 10 to 20. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head back to 66 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 79.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us.
What are we rocking out to there? Is that docking?
No, it's cold.
Jeez.
Cold.
Man, can we get a little something? You know,
I got nothing. I couldn't
bring
have told
in
you
some Michael Jackson. I mean, something with a little.
And you always.
Jeez, I'm not ready to just start.
I'll tell you this. For as long as we've been doing this radio show, as long as we've been doing it, we usually always flip the producer's crap about some of the music they play. And one of the reasons is because every producer on the show has been younger than the hosts, whoever that may be. And so every once in a while, but yeah, okay, all of a sudden we play three of these, you know. You want some John Denver, don't you?
I want something that's not going to make me want to cry. Jeez, that just depresses. You know, some guy just screaming into the microphone.
Oh, you can find him some screaming into the microphone, can't you, Jeff? Yeah. Let's do our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which team will win the Pac-12? 57% are starting to drink the Kool-Aid at Stanford, 36% going with the perennial power in Oregon, and 7% said Arizona State. You can vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question 24/7 at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Poll question today. Simply put, where should the state high school volleyball tournament be held? Grand Island or Lincoln? Vote on it now at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we bring in from the Lincoln Journal Star on the prep sports scene, who got everything molded right there in the good old Hastings, Nebraska, Ron Powell joins us. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. Thanks for giving us some time today. As we're getting ready for the upcoming season, I guess I'll admit that this whole Board of Control big meeting snuck up on me here. And obviously the big thing is volleyball tomorrow, but there are a lot of things that will be discussed tomorrow at the board meeting. Big article by you, Lincoln Journal Star, right up front today. And you obviously have written that the state tournament should be in Lincoln. And I'll get into that in just a moment. But, Ron, for the fans out there, what is the vote tomorrow? How many years? Is it a one-year deal? Can you take them through the process a little bit?
Well, I think it's going to be probably at least a two-year deal. They haven't really specified how long the contract will be. Obviously, there are eight members on the board of directors, and they will decide on what the site will be.
The eight board members, and again, for folks, it had been six since the beginning of time, but to try and even out the playing field, since most of the high schools and most of the students are east of Lincoln, or in Lincoln or east. Two more members added, and they do represent that part of the state. How big do you think that's going to be in the vote tomorrow?
You know, I don't know how this thing's going to go. You know, I honestly have to think that it would be very hard for them to vote against the Lincoln bid when you've got the Devaney Center available for 3 days. And obviously this the renovated Devaney is going to be the nicest college volleyball facility in the country. And I don't know how they – it would be very difficult for them to vote against that. And the fact that you're going to have a brand-new 15,000-seat arena available to them, too. I mean, they've got the possibility of being able to play this entire state tournament without using the high school facilities, except for maybe the third-place matches.
Grand Island probably hasn't done anything wrong, right, Ron? I mean, that's I'm also getting that out of your column.
Oh, yeah. They've done a fantastic job, and you knew they would. They have good people there, you know, in charge of it, and, you know, they have a lot of volunteers. And if you talk to the girls that have participated in the state tournament the last 3 years, they'll all tell you, you know, we've loved our experience in Grand Island. You know, just from top to bottom, they've done a great job. But, you know, the Heartland Event Center, while it was much better showcase facility than Pershing, It does not stack up with either Devaney or Pinnacle Bank.
Talking with Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal star, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Damon Day, we were discussing, Damon, off-air, your home state, Indiana, what they do. And you say everything basically is in Indianapolis, but Indianapolis pretty centrally located.
Yeah, you know, that was just how it was done in the state of Indiana. But I do wonder if Lincoln is not the state capital. As an outsider, I do kind of – my question to you would be, why is everything not in Lincoln? I mean, why is it up for debate, or why is it up for bid every year? Why is there even a bidding process for the state tournament since Lincoln is the state capital?
Well, I think it's good that, you know, there is competition for it, because I think when cities do land these events, they're going to do all they can to make sure they keep coming back. That, you know, and I think that's why Grand Island's done such a good job, is they don't want to lose this. So, you know, and it'd be, you know, actually it'd be good if Omaha got involved in this volleyball bid. You know, that's going to make Lincoln sharper. So I don't have any trouble with that. I think the bid process is good. I think it produces a better product in the end.
Ron Powell with us here for a couple more minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Here's what I've kind of always told folks, and maybe it's easier when you're outside of the actual community, but Lincoln seemed to have taken things for granted. The facilities did deteriorate. Everybody hates Pershing. The high schools maybe didn't get the atmosphere that everybody wanted, although they're usually packed houses. But now over the last, like you said, Ron, over the last few years, with other communities having the facilities and Lincoln losing wrestling, Lincoln losing volleyball, it made them step up their game a little bit. Can you tell us what is the exact proposal that Lincoln has?
Well, you know, they will have Devaney and Pinnacle Bank both available all 3 days. The one thing about Pinnacle Bank on a championship Saturday, if there's a home football game, parking around there is going to be impossible. So really, championship Saturday is going to be played at Devaney, and they have assurances from the university that Devaney will be available every year for the state finals. As far as the financial part of the bid, if I remember right, I don't have this in front of me, Lincoln is offering $70,000 to cover expenses, and then Grand Island is covering all expenses and then throwing on top $25,000. And from a financial standpoint, it looks like Grand Island has the better bid in terms of just money. But by the same token, I think attendance will be better in Lincoln. So, you know, some of that financial part could be made up by better attendance.
And, of course, the NSAA has to take care of the traveling. Do you think there's less traveling to Lincoln because the majority, especially in Class A, they're all from Omaha and Lincoln?
Well, in Class A there is. I haven't really studied it that close. I think in the lower classes it's probably a wash, because Grand Island is more centrally located, and you know you're going to have more Western schools qualify for the state tournament in the smaller classes than in Class A. And what's interesting is you may have fewer Western teams in Class B with the sub-state round now that's going to be implemented this year. So that's going to be an interesting twist in Class B.
Ron, don't want to not talk about high school volleyball a little bit, but you touched on it. That was one of the questions I had for the fans out there that are going, what is Ron talking about? Ron, what are you talking about?
With the sub-state?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what they've done in Class B is there are going to be 8 4-team districts that are going to be played on one night. Those 8 district champions and then the next 8 teams in the wild card standings are going to advance to the 16-team sub-state round. And those matches are going to be played on the Saturday before the state tournament week. And they will be played at the home site of the higher seed. And basically, those are huge matches because you lose, you're not going. You've already gotten your wild card into the sub-state round. So those are win-or-stay-home matches. Those are going to be big matches.
You like that?
I like it. I wish C1, C2, D1, D2 would adopt something like it as well.
And when do we see the golden preseason top 10, and what do you think about high school volleyball this year? The Rolfsons are gone, which might make Class A a little more wide open. Maybe just a preview of what we should expect this fall.
Well, you know, I think Class A is as wide open as it's ever been. I honestly don't know who I'm going to put number one there yet. I've still got a little time for that. But yeah, Class A is, I mean, it's anybody's ballgame. And really, there has not been a year that I can remember where it's been this wide open, where I couldn't really say for certain which 2 or 3 teams is going to be the state champion. It's not like it was when Papio South was just dominating with the Rawlsons and Kelly Hunter.
The football this year, just looking at the ones that are out, Ron, it has a lot of the defending champions or guys in the finals are right back up there, 1-2. Obviously from our area, Northwest 1B, Kearney Catholic 1, a state championship. Do you, just as you're starting to put it together, is it going to be that way, or are a lot of the state champs falling off from last year?
Well, you know, Kearney Catholic obviously was hit very hard by graduation, but they've got some, they've got some players back. I think they're going to be in the mix in Class C1. But you know, when you think C1, you know, you can't go wrong with Columbus SCOTUS, Grand Island Central Catholic. I mean, those two are going to be playing probably on Friday at the state tournament, and more than likely one of the two going to be playing on Saturday as well. So, you know, when you start looking C1, those two are always a good place to start in the preseason. Class B, I think Northwest will start preseason number one. They've got enough players back from last year that I think they're right now, I think they're going to be the team to beat. But I think Class B, top to bottom, may be stronger than Class A. So you know, there's no given for the Vikings when it comes to state tournament time. And you know what? We're going to find out a lot about some of these teams at the Beatrice Invitational first weekend of the season. Northwest is there. Kearney Catholic is there. You've got Pius there. You've got Waverly there, who has a Nebraska recruit, and Olivia Boonder. Aurora, who's going to be very good in Class B, is there as well. So we're going to find out a lot about Kearney Catholic and Northwest in that first tournament.
Ron, last question. Most of our talk was volleyball, and we said it is a big board meeting tomorrow. Besides voting on the side of the state volleyball tournament, anything else you got your eye on?
Not really. Not looking at the agenda. I didn't see anything that really pops out to me that has statewide implications like this, like the decision on volleyball. The reason the decision on volleyball is big is, this is my personal opinion, I think if Lincoln does not get it, I think they're probably done bidding for it. because right now they have all the stars aligned just right. They've been able to get the volleyball team to not schedule matches during that time. They've got the Pinnacle Bank Arena cleared out from Husker basketball. And it's going to be hard if it's in Grand Island two more years to keep telling the basketball and volleyball teams at Nebraska that they can't use their facilities. So I think it's probably now or never if Lincoln wants to have a state volleyball tournament.
Have you heard anything about wrestling, Ron? I would think Lincoln would bid for that again, too.
They are going to bid for it, and Omaha is going to bid for it as well. That's going to be an interesting battle because both facilities obviously can handle that thing, and both of them want it. And that's going to be the first high school battle between the CenturyLink facility up in Omaha and Pinnacle Bank in Lincoln. That's going to be interesting.
Do you think the decision on volleyball will have a big impact? Say Lincoln doesn't get it, then they really go after wrestling, or Lincoln gets volleyball, and so, okay, we got one of the two. Do you think that has an impact?
No, they definitely want wrestling.
Okay.
They want both of those back, no question. And who knows? I'll tell you what, in 5 years, Omaha is going to be situated where they could bid for state basketball. I mean, they could have four facilities that they will not have to use any high school facilities up there when UNO builds their new arena.
All right, you can follow Ron. He'll probably have that tweet out immediately as to what the decision is tomorrow afternoon, at @RonPowell_LJS. You can follow him on Twitter. And, Ron, always great to catch up with you, and we'll await the decision tomorrow.
All right. Well, have a good fall season, guys.
You bet. We'll see you soon. Ron Powell, he's the best. Lincoln Journal star. Always love having him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of economics we've been talking on this show lately with what's going on at UNK, and now you got this. It's a big one. Grand Island doesn't want to lose it. They are all set. They finally got it. You don't want to lose it.
No, I couldn't. I mean, to me, when you add two more board members that are east of Lincoln, it's unfortunately, I don't want to be the guy because I know people in Grand Island are going to be like, oh, great job. But, I mean, I just don't think there's going to be enough votes west of Lincoln to keep it in Grand Island. I mean, and like you said, I mean, I feel bad for Grand Island because they don't really – they've done nothing to warrant losing it, and here you are. I mean, that's what's frustrating is when you've done nothing but do your best and now you're going to eventually maybe run into losing it. That's got to be a tough battle to fight, but I probably don't know enough about the situation. I just feel bad because it seems like – it, from the articles and the way everyone is talking, is that this is going back to Lincoln. You know, the stars are aligning for Lincoln to get this go back to, and that's a shame for Grand Island.
The only thing that kind of crept into my mind a little bit here this morning on this vote is that would they possibly say, okay, Grand Island, we are going to give it to you for one more year because we want to see how things shake out here in Lincoln? Because let's face it, they're voting today on a facility that's not even open yet. I would think that would be a little bit scary. I mean, you know that they can handle all this stuff, but let's see what parking's like. Let's give it a year. I mean, there's no need to rush it. We can eventually give it back to Lincoln if they want, but 2014 Grand Island, let's revisit the issue next year. We really maybe don't even need new bids, but we want to see how things are handled here in Lincoln before we... And I don't know if that holds any merit or not, but I thought maybe that would be part of the discussion.
I did think he brought up an interesting point about the Huskers throwing their hands in the air and saying, no, we tried it for 2 years. You didn't. I mean, so I think there is a pressure on the board to make that decision because I know that Coach Cook and the basketball coaches, they're done. They don't want to be scheduling around high school events. You know, right now they're doing it because, like, the city wants it and the administration. But coaches, or, you know, or probably even the administration of the Huskers, you know, they've bent over backwards to open up their facilities for these 2 weeks or this weekend or this 3-day weekend for 2 years. You're either going to come do it or we're not going to open up those weekends anymore. So there is that caveat to, okay, yeah, we're going to go back to Grand Island for 2 years, but do we come back and Lincoln says, no, you had your run at it. There you go.
Your thoughts. That's also our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. Where should state volleyball be? And I know growing up, I think it's different now, but I know growing up, when you didn't travel every single day, you wanted to go to Lincoln. That was the place you wanted to go to play state. Now these girls, especially that play volleyball, are going to Lincoln and Omaha almost every week for club ball. I mean, the travel isn't a big deal. They know what Lincoln's about. They know what Omaha's about. So wherever state is, I think the glamour is off that a little bit. I obviously think that the fans from the western part of the state always love taking that mini vacation to the eastern part of the state, whatever the case may be. We'll take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Adam Central football coach Bill Carlin, plus Troutman's Tuesday trivia, and Damon Day probably has a rant for us today. We'll be back.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
It's easy to find more excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. First, there's fantasy football. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer? Yes, please. And Buffalo Wild Wings is the best place to follow your team all season long. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
In 3 days, the creators of Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead are back.
One night, five guys, 12 pubs.
With the world's end.
Let's do this!
Critics are raving. It's the most entertaining movie of the year.
Newton Haven has been taken over by robots.
Whoa. GQ Magazine calls it hilarious. Richard Roper says it's funny as hell. It's a blockbuster sci-fi comedy. The world's end. Rated R. 17, not admitted without parent. Starts Friday.
Win the biggest prize in game show history. The Million Second...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As some sunshine continues across the area today, we head up to 94 for a high with south winds increasing to 10 to 20. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head back to 66 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Patty Show. Here's your Michael Jackson, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Defending MIAA champion Central Missouri tops the preseason women's soccer poll out this morning. The Jennies went 10-0-2 last season, and they're the unanimous selection. The Central Missouri coach voted for Central Oklahoma, who's number two. UNK placed eighth out of the 12 teams. Not bad, coming off their first ever winning season in just the fifth year of the program. Tomorrow, more on our Loper Link with Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires, their practice session underway. Also tomorrow, our high school football talk will take us to Kennesaw with Craig Schnitzler. He's the head Blue Devil right off the top of the show. Jeff Ashby of Giltner is on Thursday, talking Big Ten Network as well. Some good tweets yesterday. The Big Ten Network, we talked to them about this at the top of the broadcast, as they had total access to the Husker practice yesterday, and it was an off day for the rest of the media, or a no-you-can't-come day for the rest rest of the media. But in this day and age, Dave Revson, Jerry DiNardo, Tom Dienhart, they're all tweeting. DiNardo saying this was the most improved team from spring to fall. Is that a good thing, Damon? Should you have that much room?
No, I mean, yeah, you want to keep improving, but you don't want the guy to come out and say, like, wow, these guys were bad in the spring, and now look at. I mean, so you never know the context of what they're saying or anything, but man, it's just so over. Gosh, it's just so overanalyzed, overhyped. I mean, what if yesterday's practice plan? They said, hey, we're going to be as bland as we possibly can because the Big Ten Network's going to be here. You know, I mean, so you just don't know what is all going into all of this. And did Jerry DiNardo have a winning record? Can we effort that? I don't know, but I mean, you hear all these guys talking about this. Are we to feel better now that Jerry DiNardo has given us his sign of approval that the Huskers are doing better?
Overall, this is the most improved team, talent and depth-wise, from spring that we've seen in our 11 stops. Then they also talk about it being the best O-line and how impressed they are with the depth at Nebraska's wide receiver. Not a whole lot there on defense for many of them. We'll talk more about that later in the week.
You are an avid Husker fan, correct?
Yeah.
Do you feel better now that Jerry DiNardo's signed off that the Huskers are doing good things?
I think anytime somebody says something positive about your program, it's good.
There you go.
I mean, there's backlash on that. I realize that anybody can be blowing smoke, but I don't think they're there to blow smoke. So they're not going to come out probably and have a lot of say, we're at Minnesota today. Yeah, they're going to suck.
Yeah, I mean, is that true? I mean, is he looking at Minnesota going, man, there's no defensive linemen, their linebackers are slow, and they don't have a secondary that can cover anybody.
They might not win a non-conference game,
yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can see their complete inventory at thinkmidway.com. You can check out the daily specials they have. Maybe you just need a little work done on your vehicle. They'll have some specials there for you as well. And while you're there, you can like them on Facebook. Don't run out of time, folks. It's free, and you've got a chance to win a pair of season tickets to Husker football. Throughout this season, 8 home games, season football tickets will be given away this weekend. So all you have to do is like them on Facebook and then sign up for the giveaway. That's all you have to do on their Facebook page at thinkmidway.com. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Jerry DiNardo, 59-76 as a college coach and 2-8 in the XFL.
Let's see. Indiana, was he at LSU?
Yes.
And Vandy?
Yes.
3 for 3? Were there any more? Producer Jeff?
Birmingham.
UAB? Okay. All right. How about that, though, huh? 3. Come on. I give you Vandy. I give you LSU when they weren't good, and I give you Indiana.
No, I was wrong. Birmingham is the XFL team.
XFL team. So I was 3 for 3.
Yeah.
We've been here all day for Troutman's Tuesday trivia.
I don't like Jerry DiNardo as a commentator or anything like that. I'm just kind of fed up with everybody being experts on everything, and then we hold this up as this guy's awesome and does whatnot.
Speaking of that, you're tired of this whole A-Rod deal. I
asked you my question off the air, and I'll ask you, and I want someone to email me. I want to know the difference between a player being all hopped up on painkillers and getting to go out and play, and the difference between PEDs. Because I'm not going to
or Doc Gooden pitching in a cloud of
coke.
Smoke.
Yeah. Coked up. I mean, so I understand the PED thing. I understand they want to clean up the game. I mean, this is all help. This is all Bud Selig and his self-righteousness and everything else. And I mean, PEDs, I'm sure they helped. But you still got to be able to hit a baseball. You still got to be able to pitch. You still got to be – just because you do – there's thousands of players that have done PEDs that are not in Major League Baseball right now, nor did they hit 650 home runs.
You don't think it really helps them?
What?
Bulking up, getting quicker?
No, I'm not going to say it doesn't help, but there's still an athletic skill level that you have to have. Just because you take PEDs doesn't necessarily mean you're going to throw 95 or be able to hit a baseball whatsoever. So I think we're getting lost in the he had all these PEDs in him. That's why he hit all these home runs. No, he ended up being healthier, ended up being stronger over a long season, without a doubt, but also through nutrition and other things. I'm not saying that PEDs are good. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that there's other things that are going on within the game that we are not shouting from the mountaintop that the world is coming to an end. And now, really, it's just become a joke. The way that Major League Baseball has handled this, I mean, I love baseball. I'm probably the biggest baseball fan in the world, and I can't even watch games right now because all they want to talk about is this and that. Miguel Tejada. Hey, Miguel Tejada, guess what? If you're taking something, fill out the paperwork. It's your own fault. Oh, I forgot. Well,
no, you didn't.
Well, okay then.
They have people to do that.
Exactly. Well, just do it yourself. I mean, that's why there's all this apologizing for, oh, Miguel Tejada, he's getting hosed in the deal. No, he's not. He knew what he had to do to be allowed to take his medicine. You fill out the paperwork, you do it. If not, there you go. I'm so over the PED talk. Can we please talk about baseball and just watch baseball? A-Rod, most annoying human being in the world just to watch. Just the way he carries himself.
What are we missing in baseball because of all this? Well, what's going on good right now that you're paying attention to?
Look at the Atlanta Braves. I mean, have you seen those? They're I think they've won 14, 15 in a row. Look at what the Lucille Puig has done for the Dodgers. And I hate to agree with Colin Cowherd on this. He is unconventional. He is a blip on the radar. He has not earned all the love and respect that he is getting right now. But he's made that team better. And he's a fun, fun guy to watch.
Mark the Bird Fidrich.
Yeah.
Hope he didn't fizz out.
Right. You know, look at the Red Sox. Look at the Red Sox and Rays. Rays won, what, 22 out of 20? So there's so much that you're missing out. Look at the Royals' great run. How about the Royals? They go 17 and 20, and they gained, like, two games.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that just goes to show you there's a lot of great things going out there, and we're not even talking about them because of some A-Rod guy.
Ryan Braun.
But you know what? A-Rod doesn't even need to take steroids.
No, he didn't.
He did. That's what I can't figure out.
Neither did Barry Bonds.
But if you read about A-Rod, you read about how he has no self-esteem. He wants to be loved. He's got to be that guy that's over the top, and you reel it out. You know, hey, Bonds. Now, Bonds needed to take him because everybody forgets Bonds was a slap it around the yard, use his speed guy when he was with the Pirates.
Now he's your home run hitting champion of all time.
Yeah, now he couldn't run to first very fast, so he just decided, you know. So let's just talk about baseball.
We're going to talk Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here in a moment, and Adams Central football coach Bill Carlin is going to join us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
My name is Megan. The day that I decided to go into Complete Nutrition, I literally circled the store 6 or 7 times to get up the courage to go in. When you're overweight, you have to be like, hi, I need help. Please don't judge me. I walked in and this smiling face was there and he was ready to help and wanted to know about me and my goals and who I am as a person. From that point on, Complete Nutrition changed my life.
Whether you want to lose weight, gain muscle, or maintain a healthy lifestyle, Complete Nutrition has the products, supplements, and support you need. Our certified trainers and nutrition experts will partner with you every step of the way to help achieve your goals. Stop into a store today and receive a free multivitamin. No purchase necessary.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
I'm Rachel Parrish, Navy Federal Credit Union member, and this garbage disposal is the bane of my existence. But I'm buying a new house. I got a great rate at Navy Federal. I move in next week. The disposal there, brand new. I checked.
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org to apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We're living in the future, all these high-tech mobile devices, every possible convenience right at your fingertips.
Future? So where's my hoverboard?
Only the movies, my friend. Anyway, finding great seats for the game anytime, anywhere is incredibly easy with the StubHub mobile app.
Great seats right in your pocket.
Plus, with the StubHub app, you can choose the right view for you. You can actually see the view from your seats right on your phone before you buy.
No more getting stuck behind a pole. Plus, the StubHub app lets you set a price alert and browse for seats by section.
So join the future, get to your app store, and download the StubHub app today.
As some sunshine continues across the area today, we head up to 94 for a high with south winds increasing to 10 to 20. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head back to 66 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 79.
No, no, not two Michael Jackson. What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people?
This is the number one selling album of all time, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
Thriller. Hey, I don't know why. I guess we could have brought it up with Ron Powell, but they've already announced the Shrine Bowl coaches. That usually happens at the end of the football season, but it happened this morning. Got the release, 56th Annual Shrine Bowl, June 7th at Foster Field, second year in Kearney. Congratulations to Jason Hale of Holdridge. A lot of non-Class A flavor in this year's coaching selections. Jason Hale of Holdridge is the head coach. Of the South, of the North, Arnie Johnson of Boone Central, Newman Grove. The assistant coaches, Carly Wells, Perkins County, Chad Jebson, Gretna, Ryan Thompson, Ashland, Greenwood, Rob Mason, Bellevue East, and then Chad Bailey of Holdridge on the South. And on the North, Jeff Bussey of Boone Central, Newman Grove, Kurt Frenzen of Columbus Lakeview, Greg Bone, Bennington, Mike Huffman, Bellevue West, and Jared Meisenberg of Omaha North.
Time for our high school football preview here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we make our rounds through the Tri-Cities and the listening area. And once again, the Adams Central Patriots look to be in the mix in Class C1. Head coach Bill Carlin joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Bill, good morning. How's the first few practices, first week here went for you?
Well, we've had great weather. You know, we've had good enthusiasm with the kids. They were excited to get back and get going again. And so that's always a nice way to start the year. And then the weather was really nice for us that first week, and so that really helped us.
Did you get as much in before classes started as you hoped? I know every coach has a little bit different diagram because when school starts, it kind of changes everything.
We had a tough week because we had Monday with no school. We started with the students on Tuesday. Mm. And so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the rest of that week, we had practice at 6:15 in the morning and went to school and then went out and practiced again. So all of our tails were dragging a little bit by the end of the week.
What is that? What can that do positively, I guess, for your team when they've got to put that kind of extra work in?
Well, I think, you know, it really focuses them to concentrate and especially when you're tired. And then I think it kind of challenges them a little bit. You know, I've been through high school and college and coaching. I figured up this is my 42nd year at two-a-days, and I never liked any of them. So, you know, I think it takes you in when you're tired, you're mentally not as sharp, and you have to drive yourself a little bit more, and so I think that challenges your character a little bit.
I didn't know you started coaching when you were 7.
yeah.
Bill Carlin of Adams Central joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coaches, all the folks with the Patriots know that you guys transitioned back into C1 last year. There was a lot made 5 years ago when you went from C1 to Class B. What was it like going back to C1? Could you tell some differences?
Well, the good teams are still good no matter what class you're in, and the good programs are still good no matter what class you're in. And so, you know, you're always going to have those teams that do things very, very well and have very good fundamentals, and we found that that was the case no matter whether we're B or C or what the case. So we played some very good ball teams last year, and it wouldn't have mattered if we were B or C. They would have still been good ball teams.
Bill, what is there a rallying cry? Because a lot is made, and Huskerland preps out this week, and the Patriots are always there in the playoffs, yet they haven't ascended in quite some time to where you guys wanted to be. Is that a rallying cry? Do you bring that up? Is that something that's not even talked about?
You know, I don't talk about it. I guess myself, you know, I kind of look back at some of those years when the Huskers were kind of in the hunt all the time, and they said Coach Osborne couldn't win the big one, and then it finally click for him, and they got over that hump and won 2 or 3 there. You know, I would much rather have my team knocking on the door every year than be in there 1 year and then out for 5, you know. So I think consistency is what that says about our team and our program, that we're doing a lot of things right. There's times we talk about changing some stuff, and sometimes I always have to ask myself, are we changing just for the sake of change, or is there something that's not working the way we want it to? So I think that just says our program's pretty consistent. Our kids continue to keep the program going, and so, you know, we don't look at making great big changes when things are working.
Interesting too, as you kind of look back over the history, it's not like you guys run into the same team every year. It's always somebody different, and I guess with being C1, that would do that. Let's continue on with Bill Carlin here of Adams Central. You mentioned change. Will we see any minor changes this year?
Oh, probably some, a little bit. You know, I think you have to kind of still go to the strengths of your players a little bit, and so we're still trying to find some of those strengths and some of the things we do well and what we can kind of lean on this year. But our base stuff is what we're working on right now. I'm sure most teams are doing the same. We're focusing on what we do and how we do it and if we can execute it well.
You've got some of your returners that are going to be in key positions as far as running back, as far as wide receiver. And, of course, when you got a guy named Buzz, that's a football player right there.
Buzz is quite a character, and you know, he is a good ball player for us. He started as a sophomore for us as an outside linebacker and then played linebacker and some running back last year for us. And he happened to be behind Jake Fowler, so he didn't get to start too often at running back. But when he did get his opportunity to play, he did quite well.
Talk about offensive line. That is key. You guys know that it seems to be the Patriots can kind of plug in who you want at running back and coach them up. But if they're not blocking right and you don't have some experience, it's a little rough up there. So what's your O-line look like?
Well, we have Ben Pfeiffer and Lathan Smith both started at guards for us last year, and they're both back. We're probably looking at them, putting them side by side on one side of the line and move Lathan to a tackle. We had Jack Berry back at fullback, and so behind him last year was Jerome Halsey, and we moved Jerome up to a tight end, trying to get a big body up there and get another good ball player on the field at the same time. And then we have some seniors that are going to fill in on the other side. Alex Myers done a really nice job at guard, and we're working with J.D. Beeman and Chase Moreling both at tackles, and those kids are both big kids. They're both around 220 to 240. And then we have a sophomore in Josh Meyer playing center for us right now, a junior in Josh Meyer playing center right now. And he's another big kid. He's about 200, 210, somewhere in there. So we got some size. We just got to get some experience and keep working on the little things. You know, those dance steps they have to take every play. They're still working with their feet and getting those things worked out. But they're coming around.
Just a couple minutes left with the head football coach at Adams Central, Bill Carlin, here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our high school preview. Defense, you guys have always been solid there, and it looks like you really got a good linebacking core this year.
Well, we got a few kids back. Yeah, Buzz is back at one backer, and Jack Berry, and then Jerome Halsey played quite a bit in there as an inside linebacker last year. We're still kind of working on that other side, but it looks like it's probably either going to be like Alex Keller or Evan Lindblad over there. Evan's a big kid. He's about 6'5". Went to state and high jump as a freshman and sophomore and runs the hurdles for us in track. So he moves real well and has got good height and size, and we think he can cover out in that area really well. And Alex is just one of those kids that he plays a little bit everywhere for us. Last year he played some defensive back, and also when we had some injuries, played some inside linebacker. So he just finds a niche in there and gets the job done. So we like his work ethic and how he sticks his nose in there. So we think between those guys, we'll have some real nice linebackers.
Bill, you still got as many kids out as you always do, as far as a number on the roster, which always helps you with your depth?
Well, we're probably a little low in our sophomore to senior class this year. We're right around that 38 to 40 mark. But we do have 22 freshmen out, so we're pushing the 60 mark altogether. But we'd like to have a few more kids in our upper grades that we're down a little there, but we're probably pretty close to where we were last year, actually.
Your toughest game might be the first one out of the chute. Plus, it's on a Thursday night at Cozad. A lot of people believe Cozad could be one of the up-and-comers this year because they have a solid base. First answer for the fans and myself, what happened with it being on a Thursday night, which is fine, but it's a little peculiar, and then just kind of talk about that first game overall.
You know, when the state releases the schedules, they dump everything on the line online at once, and it's a mad dash for officials. And it just happened that Cozad called us and said, we can't get any officials for Friday night. Would you play Thursday? And, you know, our athletic director said, yeah, and then came down and asked me about what I thought. And I thought, well, first game, you know, Thursday is not as bad as in the middle of the year. So we were fine with that. The only problem we have is we also have volleyball that night, cross country, softball, tennis, every activity in the school is going on that Thursday. So, but that's the reason it was moved to Thursday, was to get officials and get that thing secured that way. As far as the game itself goes, I think it'll be a really tough game. The Cozad group has they started with this group of seniors when they were sophomores, and they played a lot as sophomores. All of them started last year, and they're about all back. And so their only loss last year was to us and Kearney Catholic. And as you said, that's going to be a tough opener for us. And then we turn around with Wilbur, whose only loss last year was to us and Pierce. And so our first two games are going to be real tough games for us to open with. You know, we could be 0-2 in a heartbeat and have to dig ourselves out of a hole. So we know that it's important right now. We focus on ourselves. We got another few weeks before we have to start focusing on our opponents. But right now we got to take care of the Patriots.
And finally, Bill, district play. Grand Island Central Catholic has a lot of kids back, although they don't have a returning quarterback. They look to be the team to battle with there in the C-17.
Yeah, I think they'll be really a nice team. They got two big horses up front that are just good. They got D-tackle, D-end, and offensive linemen that we all know that those guys carrying the ball get the glory, but those guys up front are what make and break your team. And so, you know, I like their linemen up front. I think Charlie will put together a good package with them there, and I think they'll be a nice ball team.
And what do you got to get done the rest of this week here, Bill? I mean, as you said, you've been through it a number of times. I'm sure you've got a finish line by the end of this week. What needs to still get done?
Well, we're still working. We worked the first week really hard offensively. We're trying to put in some kicking game and defense this week and hopefully have everything pretty much installed by the end of this week of our plan of what we want to go with this year. And then we got to start game planning a little bit and guessing because, you know, four of our eight regular season opponents have new coaches this year. And so we got that little bit of the unknown. And, you know, if I knew Cozad was going to come out with two tights and an eye back and run toss and power, that's a different thing. But I have a feeling that's not what we're going to see. So, you know, we're going to have a little bit of that to prepare for. But also, you know, when you go into those games with unknowns, you got to prepare for everything. With Nebraska running what they do, everybody in Nebraska seems to copy a little bit, so I'm sure we'll see some no huddle and some spread and wishbone and you name it, we'll have to prepare for it. So with the unknown as a new coaching staff coming in, you kind of got to have your kids prepared a little bit for everything, and if nothing else, check the base and hope that it holds up.
Well, it should be a great season, as you said. What a way to start it. It'll have everybody's attention those first 2 weeks. Bill, we'll let you get back to class here. Appreciate the time, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll chat again as the season progresses.
Okay, thanks a lot, Doug.
You bet, Bill. Bill Carlin, Adams Central football coach. Our high school football previews continue. Opening night for a handful of teams is the 29th. More on the 30th in week zero, and everybody going by September the 6th. Damon Day, my co-host on this Tuesday. All the football coaches, I find it interesting, and basketball a little bit, but in football, it's about adjusting to styles. There are so many different offensive styles out there and enough defensive formations. There's not that much adjustment in baseball, is there?
None.
I mean, you got to go out and do what you do. You got to locate pitches. You got to be solid on defense.
If they steal,
there's some working on hitting, I think, obviously. But
if they run a lot, don't let them on. If they hit home runs, don't get the ball elevated.
There you go.
I mean, that's one thing about baseball is it's hard. I mean, and you'll see coaches who try to reinvent the wheel, but the game's been around for a long time, and how it's played is very similar. You still, no matter how much preparation or whatnot goes into it, there's still a tremendous amount. I mean, I always say you can make the perfect pitch, and it'll fall in for a hit, or you can make the worst pitch and hit it square on the screws. Some guy will run underneath it.
Right at him.
So
that's what happened to the Iowa Little Leaguers last night. Gosh darn it, they got beat out by Washington 6-5. Had a costly error there in the sixth inning, or maybe they could have got it to extra innings, but the team that eliminated Kearney was eliminated last night. And I've had this, you know what, I've had this question. You just asked me off air, why is, what is it, Chinese Taipei playing Michigan or whoever it is today? Folks, when you get eliminated, they guarantee you're going to get enough games out there. So, the crossover American team playing a foreign team means that they're both.
Yeah, last year Kearney got to play, I think, the team from Sudan.
It was in Africa. Uganda, right?
Uganda, yes. Yeah. You know, in a friendly. And so that's very cool. The, you know, off camera, off away, there's other fields there that they still get to keep playing every day type of thing. So it's that is very much makes it the world game that it is.
Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right now. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won Troutman's Tuesday Trivia in the last 2 months, you are eligible. The winner gets a $25 gift card. Perfect to get some bacon right now to put with the tomatoes and the toast. And if you want lettuce, fine. And then you can dress it up however else you want. Butter, mayo, you know, other condiments, salt, sugar, whatever it is you do. But whether you get bacon or not, you got $25 gift card if you win Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Ken.
Ken, you know anything about football?
Yeah.
All right, we just spoke with Adams Central head football coach Bill Carlin. Adams Central has been in the state football finals one time, and that was the 1993 Class B final. Who beat them in that championship game?
McCook.
Not McCook. Great guess, though. You can't go wrong with McCook. They beat McCook that year in the second round. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, who are we chatting with?
Christian.
Adams Central made the 1993 state championship game in football. Who beat them that year? Class B.
I want to say Norfolk.
It was not Norfolk. Not Norfolk. Try back. You know what? He's kind of... I can give a clue. I might give a clue here in a couple of minutes. I got a clue. He went outside the box there. I like that. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Steve.
Who was the team that beat Adams Central in the 93 championship?
Pius.
Not Pius. Also good guess. I'm going to throw this clue out right now. The team that beat them in the Class B 1993 championship game is not currently a Class B school. Pius wasn't. Norfolk wasn't. I liked where they were going. But the team that beat Adams Central in the Class B championship, not currently in Class B. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, who are we chatting with?
Anthony.
You want the Adams Central question or do you want a different one?
I'm going to go with the Adams Central one, I think.
All right, who beat them in the Class B 1993 championship game?
I'm going with Battle Creek.
You know what? That's close. They beat them the next year in the playoffs, but that is not the right answer. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, because it looks like 94 they must have slipped back into Class C. You can give us a buzz at Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Kent.
All right, let's ask you one more time the Adams Central question here. Who beat them in the 1993 state football final?
Norfolk Catholic.
Not Norfolk Catholic. In the ballpark, I'll say. He's in the ballpark. He's in the stadium here, Damon. Let's stay with it.
I can say without a doubt, I have zero clue.
Well, that's because you were just in diapers in Indiana at the time. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Give us a call, 888-455-ESPN. If you'd like to be going up for our $25 gift card, who are we chatting with?
Jason.
All right, Jason. I'm going to switch it up on you. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. In the last 10 years, let's go to college football. In the last 10 years, who has won more home football games in Division I than anyone else?
Alabama.
Not Alabama. In fact, Alabama way down the list, 56-16 in the last 10 years at home. Alabama, there's at least 20 teams, including Nebraska, that have won more games percentage-wise than Alabama. Who are we chatting with?
Jason,
who's won more home Division I college football games in the last 10 years than anybody else?
Michigan.
Not Michigan. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I guess after giving him away pretty quickly, today we haven't. Troutman's, who are we chatting with here on the Doug and Daddy Show?
Ben,
who has won more Division I home football games in the last 10 years than anybody else?
Oregon
is incorrect. In fact, they are 10th, if I've counted that up right. 10th for Oregon. Percentage-wise, That's what I'm going with here, percentage-wise. In fact, the actual number of wins at home, 65. Percentage-wise, 61-3 at home. In fact, if you give me either one of them, I'm probably going to let you be the winner. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, who are we chatting with?
This is Mark. What's going on?
Mark, do you have any clue?
No, I haven't even heard any, because I'm listening on my phone, and when you're calling, you can't hear. So
Well, I may
be repeating an answer.
Well, our two questions have had to deal with Adams Central High School football and college football. Which one do you want?
I'm not sure. I got the 93. I'm not sure. Let's go with the college football. I could probably guess there.
Okay. Which team has the best winning percentage at home in Division I the last 10 years?
Their home winning record.
Yeah.
LSU?
Very close. Very close. Not LSU. Try it back. They are in the top five. 888-455-3776. They have the best home winning percentage in the last 10 years. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with? Anybody there? Nobody there. Try us back as we're trying
We're running out of callers.
Yeah. I didn't think this would be that tough, actually. Let's stay with it. Who are we chatting with?
Travis,
who has the best home winning percentage in Division I football over the last 10 years?
Boise State.
There you go. Boise State is the answer. 61-3 at home the last 10 years. The most wins, actually, Ohio State with 65, but they had 7 losses. And so there you go. Hey, hang on the line. $25 gift card coming your way. Thanks for listening.
You bet.
There you go. Boise State is the winner. By the way, Adams Central, 1993 Class B Championship game, Columbus SCOTUS. So the Norfolk Catholic parochial thing, they're in Class C now.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Well, you know, neither do most people. Here's an email for you. Dustin says, while Bonds may have fallen short of 500 career home runs for the career, I don't know what that means. It is widely accepted feeling that his pre-PED career is worthy of the Hall of Fame. That isn't good enough for you, Damon?
No.
With Bonds, at least we have a pre-PED baseline to compare. When did A-Rod juice begin? There have been allegations that experimentation began in high school. How can we evaluate what a non-enhanced A-Rod was capable of? I agree with Dustin. I think Barry Bonds was Hall of Fame material before the head grew to size 12.
Yeah, and he ruined it. He ruined that opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't think his career stats were, well, good enough. I mean, what was it, 8 years, 9 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they were.
I'm not a Bonds fan, just like I'm not a LeBron fan. Just like there's just certain guys that Bonds was never one of those guys that made me want to run out and buy his jersey. You know?
Folks, don't forget that the Kearney Catholic four-person golf scramble is Friday, September the 6th at the Kearney Country Club. You can find out more at kearneycatholic.org and get registered. They tee it off at 12 noon. You'll be done in plenty of time to catch the football game, their season opener that night at home against Ord. So there you go. The Kearney Catholic four-person golf scramble is Friday, September 6th. We want to thank Bill Carlin, head football coach at Adams Central, Ron Powell, the Lincoln Journal star, joining us to discuss tomorrow's vote, whether the state volleyball tournament will remain in Grand Island or whether it will go to Lincoln. Obviously, this year it's in Grand Island, but will it change? Coming up tomorrow on the show, our Loper Link with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires, our high school football preview with Craig Schnitzler of Kennesaw, and Damon Day will continue to look at old-time baseball when they used to throw 100 mile an hour and hit long home runs.
Hey, not a doubt.
How's your golf game going to be tonight? And thanks for not beating us. Was it last week in league or 2 weeks ago? Whatever it was.
Last week.
Thank you. Boy, was that a display.
That was just...
That was a display.
That was a display.
I just show up and I'm playing against Damon Day. What a display. We'll try it again tonight. Folks, have a great day. We'll see you on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!